Well, after a week off for the Eagles, they return to action this week against the Arizona Cardinals. A very good defense, and that means fantasy implications for your Eagles-heavy fantasy teams. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com as we go inside the fantasy spin this week, Joe. And the Cardinals have the second-best run defense in the league. Are you hesitant at all about starting LeSean McCoy?
The short answer is absolutely not, Bo, because I think the one thing that the Eagles have proven is that they run the football better than anybody stops it. But even when Shady McCoy has gotten slowed down a little bit, like the Giants game earlier this year, he still managed to catch passes and make an impact that way. We saw Shady in the Eagles last time out against Washington catch a long pass on a wheel route that the Eagles have started to use to beat man coverage a little bit. And the one thing that I have to point out about the Eagles matchup in this game is Chip Kelly has done an unbelievable job scheming against defenses that scheme a lot. Guys like Jim Haslett, Dom Capers, Jason Tarver from Oakland, these coaches, these coordinators really try to scheme pressure with a lot of blitzes and a lot of different personnel packages. Everything Chip Kelly does, from the pace to his offensive packages to the way he spreads the field, negates that. And it's going to be a really interesting chess match because the Cardinals are the most talented defense the Eagles have faced this year. They have elite players on every level of the defense. But everything Chip Kelly has done this year has shown that he simplifies a defense, that he tries to make a defense think too much, and he scares them. So I love this about Chip Kelly. I'm going to love watching this matchup, and Shady McCoy, I think, is still going to have some success.
How about Nick Foles officially named the starter for the Eagles this week? Are you confident starting him as well?
Confident is maybe a little strong because of the matchup and having Patrick Peterson presumably shadow DeSean Jackson, but Nick Foles has performed well enough that I think I can go into this matchup feeling more confident in him than I would in a guy like Andrew Luck, who's really been struggling, for instance.
We will move on to Andrew Luck in just a little bit. Quick, one more question about this matchup, a personal question. Searching for a defense this week, would you consider the Eagles defense at home against this Cardinals offense?
I think the one thing that would make me consider the Eagle defense a little bit more is the fact that the pass rush has started to come alive. Now, Arizona's pass protection has been a lot better, but I think the Eagles can make them one-dimensional because Arizona's run defense, still not very good, still not in the top half of the National Football League at this point.
All right, well, we teased a little bit. Let's go to Andrew Luck. The Colts team, their offense especially, imploding a little bit. They've lost Reggie Wayne. Mm-hmm. That offensive line cannot protect him. How do you feel about Andrew Luck moving forward?
And the fact of the matter is, I just don't feel good at all. I think the Indianapolis Colts might have the biggest identity crisis in the National Football League. And the reason is, I think Chuck Pagano wants to play defense and run the football. He does not have the personnel to do either of them, especially along the offensive line. The Trent Richardson trade at this point is a bust. And right now, Andrew Luck's best receiver is T.Y. Hilton, who I think at this point in his career is better as a complimentary player. If I have Andrew Luck, I understand that the Colts' struggles are not his fault. But I also understand that this might be the best year for streaming quarterbacks ever. Josh McCown, Mike Glennon, Kellen Clemens, all of these guys have come through at some point. And you can maybe find one on your waiver wire and start playing musical quarterbacks down the stretch if you're still alive with Andrew Luck as your quarterback. I don't feel good about him this week, and I don't feel good about him with the rest of his schedule.
The Eagles have a difficult matchup defensively this week, we talked about. How about Russell Wilson going up against what has been one of the better pass defenses in the league in the New Orleans Saints?
You know, I do have to take into account, though, some of the quarterbacks that the Saints have faced recently.
Sure.
They faced Thaddeus Lewis. They faced Geno Smith. And they got a really
studs on
bad performance out of Tony Romo. Now, that I think that's credit to Rob Ryan. But Russell Wilson, the thing that I've loved about him is that he has been maybe the most efficient fantasy quarterback in the world. Like, he's putting up huge fantasy numbers by throwing the ball like 20 times a game. He's averaging nearly 9 yards per completion. Percy Harvin coming off the bye is only going to help that. If I've been rolling with Russell Wilson, if I've gotten to this point with Russell Wilson, I am not hesitant to start him this week. I am much more scared of a guy like Andrew Luck, for instance, than I am of Russell Wilson. I wouldn't be rushing to pick up Josh McCown to start for Russell Wilson. Let's put it that way.
Couple quick hitters. If you are in bad enough shape at running back that you need to keep an eye on the Rashad Jennings, Darren McFadden situation in Oakland, where do you lean?
Well, I'm leaning to Rashad Jennings. The guy's been a top five running back over the past month. Now, does it knock Rashad Jennings a little bit that Darren McFadden can come back this week? I think so. I think you're a little concerned about that. Do you go out and pick up McFadden and maybe decide, hey, what if Jennings gets hurt, or what if McFadden comes out and has a huge game? Sure, but at this point, I view McFadden as a bench stash. and maybe a little bit more of a hindrance to Rashad Jennings than anything else.
Raiders play the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. One more Thanksgiving Day question. Matt Flynn going to get the start at quarterback for the Packers this week. Is he a streaming possibility for you?
Well, last week I recommended Mike Glennon against the Detroit Lions, and I'm going to recommend Matt Flynn against the Detroit Lions too. Flynn clearly performs well in this system. He got the ball to his weapons, Jordy Nelson, Jarrett Boykin, and James Jones. Brandon Bostic, the young tight end, is interesting. And the Packers have a run game, so I'm totally cool. For instance, if I have Andrew Luck, I think I'd rather start Matt Flynn than him this week.
Well, that is the wisdom from Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radio, Sirius 210 XM 87.